are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I got to tell you, busy week. Busy week. Kids at their conferences. Yeah, they got through unscathed. One of them still had to serve detention. Very interesting. I asked him how detention went. I don't want to go into why he had to serve detention. In fact, I don't understand why this kid doesn't get more detention. He really, what these kids get away with now than what we did in school, I'm surprised. But anyway, so he had detention, and I guess I asked him how was it, right? Because, you know, when you and I had detention, right, we'd have to be in a classroom, we'd be sitting there, you'd have to be quiet, hands folded neatly on the desk. If you said one word, a second day of detention, and you would just keep racking up the detention. Well, he said he played football. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we had a choice of doing our homework or playing football outside. Like, that was detention? No wonder these kids think that when we take away their iPad mini, they're ready to call Child Protective Services. That is ridiculous. So, if this is what we're up against, parents, I mean, we're not going to be able to hold on to our kids, because apparently detention time means you get to play. Now, mind you, my kid could use the exercise, so I was okay with that. I mean, I'd rather he do that than just sit there and pass notes to girls, okay? Because, you know, go out with me or no? I'd rather he, you know, be kind of hanging out with the guys and, you know, doing the guy stuff and not starting to think about lovey-dovey stuff at this point in time. Because detention was a great place, you know, to meet your future prom date, right? But, these kids are spoiled. Now, you know who else is spoiled? My listeners. Many of you guys that listen to my show are pretty spoiled. Why? Because I don't give you guys a pop quiz enough. So pop quiz, time for pop quiz. See, you didn't think it was coming because I was in there talking and complaining about my kid. Pop quiz, pencils out, let's go. Come on, guys, pop quiz, here we go. Front and center, here we go. Number one, quit the griping, pop quiz. Otherwise, I'll give you detention. Y'all will have to go outside and play football. Number one, this is a multiple choice question. When Obama found out that millions of Americans were losing their health insurance, what did he say? Did he say A, quit complaining? Did he say B, it's Bush's fault? C, what did Joe Biden do now? And D, I'm sorry. When Obama found out millions of Americans were losing their health insurance, what did he say? Did he say, A, quit complaining, B, it's Bush's fault, C, what did Joe Biden do now, or D, I'm sorry? Number two, name the time. What publicly was broadcast that he said? Okay, what was publicly assumed to have been his response? You're right, that's a whole difference. Okay, number two. Name the top two causes of disability worldwide. What two medical conditions comprise the most common form of disability? Okay, talk about that. Next, at what age can doctors determine if a child may have autism? How old can doctors tell if your child has autism? Next question. This is a true or false. Most Americans are now getting their colon cancer screening. True or false? I don't know. I'm not waiting for you guys to sharpen your pencils. Most Americans are getting their colon cancer screening. True or false? Next, this is a religious question. If a Jew wants to celebrate Hanukkah, okay, now I understand this is a biased question because the instructor's Jewish, but still. If a Jew wants to celebrate Hanukkah, but Thanksgiving falls on the same day, what does the Jew do? Okay, listen, some of you guys have Jewish friends, and you're going to be inviting them over for Thanksgiving. You need to know what to do, okay? Next, testosterone therapy has been linked to increased risk of what? That's a fill in the blank. Testosterone therapy has been linked to increased risk of what? And then here is our usual essay question. In no less than five sentences, explain how Obama's if you have health insurance, quote, you can keep your health insurance, was correct to a T. In no less than five sentences, explain how Obama's, if you have health insurance, you can keep your health insurance, was correct to a T. Okay, pencils down. That's time enough. All right, let's go and see the answers. Here we go. Number one, when Obama found out millions of Americans were losing their health insurance, he said, what? Quit complaining. It's Bush's fault. What did Joe Biden do now? Or I'm sorry. The answer, many of you will not believe this, but he actually did recently say, I'm sorry. He might not have completely apologized for putting us into this position, but he did. Okay? Even though I will give you credit for all the other answers. Name the top two causes of disabilities worldwide. Number one is depression. No. Number one is low back pain. I apologize. Sorry about that. Number one is low back pain. Number two is depression. And now with Obamacare and us losing our insurances, I wouldn't be surprised if it's now number one. You see that Freudian slip? I bet depression is number one. Next, at what age can doctors determine if a child may have autism? They're thinking now that we could detect as easy as 2 months. 2 months of age, we could predict if a baby has autism. True or false? Most Americans are getting their colon cancer screening. The answer to that is false. Most of you guys are being wussies. You aren't getting your colon cancer screening, even though I keep on griping and telling you guys to get your colon cancer screening. You're a bunch of wussies, and we're going to have to talk about that. Next, if a Jew wants to celebrate Hanukkah, but Thanksgiving falls on the same day, what does the Jew do? For those of you who are Jewish, it's okay. You're allowed to celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay? In the Jewish religion, the God likes you, you know, God loves it when you thank Him. So Thanksgiving is all about showing thanks. That's a good holiday. But where it could get tricky is the whole kippah thing. Okay? A lot of Jews, we walk around wearing kippahs, right? The skull caps. Okay? But many of you guys for Thanksgiving, you like to wear those pilgrim hats. If you invite a Jew to Thanksgiving dinner, do not force them to wear the construction paper pilgrim hat. And other than that, it's fine. The rest of Thanksgiving dinner could be kosher as long as there's no ham. Okay? Because you got the turkey, you got the vegetables. Try not to mix dairy with the turkey, but you can do it. Testosterone therapy has been linked to increased risk of what? Heart disease and stroke. And then in no less than five sentences, did you keep your health insurance? Was that correct to a T? Answer to that was trick question, hell to the no. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my buddies is celebrating his 50th birthday. He doesn't want anybody to know that he's 50 years old, but a big happy birthday to cardiologist Sam Green. We've had Sam Green on our show. Yeah, I know he doesn't sound 50. I sound older than him. Yeah, but he kind of wants to keep it on the down low. He doesn't want everybody knowing that he's turning 50, so shh. All right. Petra. Oh, wait, first, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don. No, not Don. We got Nathan today. Yeah. Don's Monday through Friday. Nathan's Saturday. Hey, everybody's had a Nathan. Hey, Nathan. Hi, Nathan. How are you? Nathan, you want to come on and say hi?
Hey.
See, he sounds sexy, doesn't he? Right, ladies? No. He's my engineer. No, I don't share. All right, Nathan rocks. Now, okay, stop it. Okay, here we go. Now, if you have any medical questions, call us at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yes, I am actually a medical doctor. 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, we're taking emails on my website at drdahlia.com. drdahah.com. Is that it? Yeah, D-R-D-A. Yeah, very good. Okay. Petra writes, Doctor, I got this a couple days ago. Doctor, I'm in remission of stage 3 breast cancer, and I've seen my breast surgeon for years. He performs my ultrasounds and mammograms, and I just found my insurance just dropped him, as well as many other physicians. I live in Las Vegas. What do I do? How do I start over all these years? What if I can't find someone as good as he? Why did this happen with Obamacare? I understand the insurance companies dropping you if you don't have the requirements, but why are the companies, she had a typo, it says dripping, dropping doctors as a part of Obamacare? Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that, too. Where I live, there's been some insurance companies that are not contracted with certain physicians anymore. And I'm a little confused by that, too. Now, an insurance company has a right to drop a doctor whenever they want. Okay? I mean, you know, if they find that a doctor is, let's say, like Conrad Murray, you know, if Conrad Murray was on any of the insurance companies and he, you know, was charged with the death of Michael Jackson and voluntary manslaughter, an insurance company has a right to not keep them on their list. Yeah, because an insurance company, you know, is supposed to provide the their clients, you know, some of the best doctors that they believe. And if there's somebody that has a lot of negative, shall we say, drama surrounding them, right, or possibly convictions, that could prevent you from being credentialed on that insurance company. So they have that right. But what has been confusing many of you throughout your respective states on where you live is that there's certain insurance companies that are now, I guess, not allowing certain doctors to be on. Now, because of the speed at which this is happening, yes, we're blaming Obamacare for that, but I agree with you, Petra. I don't know exactly what the direct link is. I understand the indirect link. I understand that insurance companies now are starting to feel the financial pinch. And so they can't take it out on the government, so they take it out on you. It's hard to take it out on the doctors any more than they are because they're already paying the doctors like crap. I mean, how much less can you take pay a doctor when you pay them $2.42, $0.72, $12? I mean, you could maybe nickel and dime and pay them $9, but at that point, I mean, you can't pay the doctors any less. So if they can't charge you any more, and if they can't pay the doctors any less, and you have Obamacare saying you got to do free birth control, you got to cover substance abuse, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, then like a pressure cooker, where are the ways they could economically stay solvent, be able to still be financially above water? Well, what you can do is try to increase patient portion by deductible, by copays. I'm hearing some of you guys have larger copays starting in January. We all knew that was coming. Okay? All right? It's a little out of time, but it still adds up. Or you try to de-incentivize kind of a negative feedback type of thing where less people are going to want to use the insurance you have to pay. Excuse me. So, for example, if you have, and again, I can't speak for these insurance companies, but for those of you wanting to know why all these people are getting, you know, kicked off or certain hospitals getting kicked off, okay, you know, this has been happening, though, with pharmaceuticals and insurance companies for a while. Insurance companies will pick the medication that they get the best rate on. So you'll have all these brand name drugs, but only one is on the formulary. Well, why is that? Because there's a special relationship that that drug company has where they will sell that drug cheaper, so the insurance doesn't have to pay that much. That's why that drug is on formulary. So the same thing could happen with hospitals, with doctors. If you agree to their contracted rate, they'll put you on the list. That's why doctors have a tough time renegotiating their rates, because it's the insurance company is going to pay what they want to pay. But what if you have 100 doctors and now you take that down to 50 doctors? You've now not doubled, but you have exponentially increased wait times. And if somebody has a sore throat and they want to get a Z-Pack, whether they deserve the Z-Pack or not, because it could be viral, or if somebody wants to get, I don't know, some Viagra, if they find out that there's a four-week wait, you know, the thought of getting that Viagra may actually dispel. You know, because think about it, you know, you meet somebody, and I'm like, man, I want to take you out tonight. So you decide to try to get into your doctor to get some Viagra. Well, if they go, sorry, you know, we're really slammed, so you can't come in for another 5 weeks, you're not going to have Viagra by that time of night. And then 5 weeks come up. 5 weeks from today, we're starting to get close to Christmas. So, you know, by then, the relationship could have already ended, or it's too cold, and it doesn't matter. So that's my guess. The one way to decrease healthcare costs is to not have you go to the doctor to begin with. And not having you go to the doctor to begin with will then mean less people are using the insurance. And what insurance companies need, and we're not ripping on them. This is very objective. I mean, it's an economical model that we're all pretty aware of. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, where if you have X number of people putting money into the system, you want less money going out of the system. So you're hoping that you have more people putting money into the system that are using it. And one way to decrease their use is to, you can't tell them you can't use the insurance, is to try to make it very uncomfortable them to use their insurance, i.e. the deductible. My deductible now is going to go up to $6,500 a year. Now, trust, I get it. I got a lot of gynecological issues, so you would think I would burn through that sucker week one of January, but no. No, I'm going to hold off. Hey, I'll grow my old mold in the house rather than asking for some penicillin. So, you know, you up the deductible, you up the copay. You only offer two visits a year. That's a great way insurance companies are doing that. They're like, all right, Obamacare said we have to provide a physical. We have to provide substance abuse. We have to provide maternity. Well, then fine. All right, but you only get to go to the doctor a couple times a year. You see? I mean, there's a variety of ways for them to do it. And then just limiting the amount of doctors or the amount of resources. In one city, I hear there is only one hospital on the Obamacare exchange. One hospital. That is going to be an absolute mess. I don't know if it was in Maine or New Jersey. And I feel for you guys. But you see, what's been really frustrating, and I need to apologize to you guys and eat some crow, is that I thought, okay, fine. If you have your insurance, you could keep it. So for those of you that don't have insurance, there'll be this Obamacare exchange. Hopefully there's something semi-affordable. You guys will be able to get on something, you know, temporarily until we could get through this mess. All right? And for those of us that currently have health insurance and we know what hospital we're going to go to, we know what doctor we're going to go to, we're fine. Obama promised us that if we have insurance, we could keep it. If we have a doctor we like, we could keep it. Even though we knew a bunch of that was bullcrap, for the most part, we did not think 96 million plus letters were being sent out saying, sorry, we're dropping your health insurance. My health insurance is getting dropped, and mind you, it's not the best. I have a $2,500 deductible because my health insurance does not have maternity. Well, we purposely bought a plan that didn't have maternity because we didn't need maternity. You guys have all seen my ovaries. They're pretty dried out. I don't need maternity. Well, don't take away my health insurance plan. I don't care about the maternity. Just let me keep my health insurance. No. So now I'm with you. Now, no wonder you can't get on the Obamacare exchanges. All right? Now you got another 96 million. So it turned into 35 million people not having health insurance. Now it's 96 million. And now we are unfortunately making it worse for the people that didn't have insurance to begin with. Because many of us now that have lost a health insurance, there is no way we're going to pay for less. We're going to pay more for a crappier plan. And the only way you guys that don't have health insurance can get health insurance is if healthy people and those of us already putting money in the system keep it. This is going to be a complete disaster. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com. Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Our hearts and prayers are going out to people right now suffering with the latest typhoon that has killed. From what I understand, the death toll is now up to, oh my gosh, I believe 1,200 people. We'll give you guys updates on that as we get more information, and it's probably one of the biggest storms in history. Quickly, Michael had called in about, before we get to medical news, Michael had called in about these bills that are supposed to be passed to allow our health insurance to not kick us off, and wanted me to comment on that. I apologize if I don't have too much information. I know that we have the Democrats trying to push a bill to grandfather all of our insurance plans that we're getting kicked off on. My only concern with that is if that bill does not get put through in time and the health insurances don't change their tune, but I'm thinking the health insurance companies want to dump us no matter what. And if the government is going to say, no, you have to, you're being forced now to keep your client on that health insurance, they may go back and say, well, then fine, we're going to double the rates. So, again, Michael, great call. I apologize. I don't have too much information on that. But from what I understand, yes, they are trying to do what you said. Some sort of a bill that would hopefully grandfather your policy in. My only worry is many of us who have already gotten dumped or being told that we're going to be dumped have already started looking. Okay, the damage has kind of been done. We're already stressed. We're already trying to find. Okay, if we can't find anything cheaper or a plan even equivalent, some of us are going to just say to hell with it and I'll just pay the $95 fine. If this bill does go through, I still worry that the insurance companies could then just double our rates because they really want to kick us off. And the less people they have to cover, the better, especially if we're not paying the rates that they want. So that's my guess. But as I find out more, I will definitely tell you. Thank you again for that. That's, I know, it's scary. Scary time. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This Typhoon Haiyan that has been hitting Southeast Asia, the ground winds are up to 235 miles per hour. So this is a Category 5 storm. They say over 1,200 people have been killed. According to the Red Cross, 1,000 of those 1,200 are from the city of Tacloban on the island of Leyte. 4 million people are believed to have been affected by the storm, which again is a Category 5. 800,000 people had evacuated. It's extremely devastating. From what I understand, it's still heading more mainland. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get information, and our hearts and prayers are with those and their families during this time. Okay, depression, low back pain. These are disabilities, and we talk about disabilities a lot on the show. And many of you ask, can you file for disability? What conditions could you file for disability with? Some of you ask then about FMLA, etc. Well, in my personal practice, I see the number one disability is low back pain. Then I would say neck pain. Then I would probably say depression. Okay? But worldwide, depression comes number two as the most common cause of disability. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk to this during the week on what is being diagnosed as depression. Are we talking about real, true, unipolar depression, or are many people being lumped into depression, and that's why it's so many? I mean, I was shocked that depression came in number two. I would have thought it would be back number one, neck number two, multiple arthritic joints, whether due to gout or rheumatism or osteoarthritis. Then I would probably put bowel-type issues, right? Because many of us have something wrong with our bowels. Then I would probably put a gynecological issue, and then I would probably have depression. But maybe somebody could say, well, if you have a gynecological issue and you have bowel issues, you're probably depressed. Well, touche on that one, I agree. But the one thing I'm noticing is many of you are getting diagnosed with depression that don't truly have depression. And remember, one of you had called a while back saying your doctor had put a diagnosis of depression when you asked him for something to sleep, and you think that's going to prevent you later from being able to carry a firearm. So, I mean, should we kind of investigate a little bit as to what depression is and what should be really diagnosed as depression? No, Dr. Dahlia, I want to talk about the testosterone story. No, this is important, guys. Come on. This is, to me, okay? And I'm getting the Webster's definition of depression up. But to me, I look at depression as unipolar, where it's you are just, I mean, going down mentally in a rut, emotionally, okay? If we look at the depression diagnosis from Webster, we might as well check with Webster. This is Merriam-Webster. Maybe they got married. It's like that's a co-name. A state of feeling sad. Okay? How many of us have felt sad? We feel sad. I got my ratings last month. I was kind of sad. I was depressed about not getting the job, but no big deal. I mean, is it true depression? But technically, a depression, okay, whether it's the economy or something, denotes kind of a longer-term feeling of being in this funk. They also call it a serious medical condition, which a person feels very sad, hopeless, and unimportant, and often is unable to live in a normal way. or a period of time in which there is little economic activity and many people do not have jobs. You see, I said we're in a depression, not a recession. You see, it says here Merriam-Webster, and no, they're not Republicans, I don't think. Okay, they say this is a depression. It's depression to me. Okay, now, let's say some of you guys are like into all this astrophysics. A depression is also the angular distance of a celestial object below the horizon. Right, you got the horizon, you got a celestial, right, yeah, and you got the arrows, very good, very good. A pressing down, okay? When my breasts are in depression since I breastfed two kids. You see how you could use that as a variety state? Okay, but if I look psychologically, to me, when I diagnose somebody as depression, is these are people that very commonly, they don't want to eat, they don't want to get dressed in the morning, they don't want to take care of themselves, they don't want to go to work, they don't want to get up, they don't want to deal with people, they want to be isolated many times. All right, but we also diagnose people with depression if they have the following, okay? And it's up to you to decide if you think this is a proper diagnosis for that. All right. Oh, my husband, he always comes home and he's always just bitter. You know, he just, you know, I wouldn't call him depressed, but he's just always griping and nothing I do seems right to him. And when I ask him if he wants to go out, he's like, no, all he wants to do is just sit there and play video games. You know, he's just not fun anymore. Oh, you know, maybe he's suffering from depression. Let's put him on some Zoloft. And the funny thing is the Zoloft helps the guy, the gentleman from being, you know, griping. Well, does that mean he has true depression? You know, I had asked when I was in medical school, one of my senior officers, Marilyn Monroe's mother apparently had like a breakdown. She had a nervous breakdown. So we don't use the term nervous breakdown anymore. We really don't. So I had asked my attending or whoever, okay, so then what is a nervous breakdown? Is that acute anxiety? Is that maybe a mania? Is it? No, that's depression. Well, some people, yeah, having a nervous breakdown, they could go into a depression, but I wouldn't even call a nervous breakdown depression. I would call that something separate. I would call that a nervous breakdown. And maybe it is elements of each. You know, people with OCD, people with post-traumatic stress disorder, people with body dysmorphic disorder, you could have a variety of things mixed in. You could have some anxiety. Excuse me, you could have some depression, you could have some burps like I do, and so I'm a little concerned that we're lumping too many things into one name. Now, many of you say, well, Dolly, you got the DSM-5, right? DSM-4, DSM-3, DSM-2, right, our Bible, right, for psychiatry, and they seem to delineate everything and separate it, but we don't on a global level. And that gets to be kind of important when if you're just really having trouble sleeping, do you really deserve the diagnosis of depression? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday every day, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Those are Pacific time. As we're switching from XM to iHeartRadio, you could still catch us online at drdahlia.com or in your respective stations on your respective cities. And the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app and Android app has us live as well, not to mention plays 24/7, repeated plays. So you'll get to learn a lot. Really quickly, in entertainment news, Star Wars Episode 7, right? So the seventh Star Wars, even though, remember, the first three Star Wars were 4, 5, and 6, and then they went back in the year 2000 to do Star Wars 1, 2, 3. Okay, now they're going back to after Star Wars 6 to go to Star Wars 7. So for those of you who are really confused as to, are you going to be seeing Luke Skywalker? Are you going to be seeing Anakin? Star Wars 7 will pick up after the Return of the Jedi. I know. We're talking many years ago. And I think the Return of the Jedi, it closed with, I think, the Death Star blowing up. They were on that green area with those Ewok thingies. And I guess Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker were about to go into therapy for kissing each other. Okay, so now we're going into episode 7. But remember, Star Wars has been taken over by Disney. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, that means cool. Disneyland's going to have some real cool Star Wars attractions. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But the problem is once you start to taint, once you start to mess with the original recipe, okay, you could possibly taint the product, okay? And the other thing we're forgetting about with Disney is with Disney, there's always a lot of singing, right? Yeah, like, I can show you your father. Luke says, oh my, you're not my father, Darth. What do? I just kissed Princess Leia. Han Solo says, what the? I don't know. See, so, you know, it's going to be kind of hard to do a, what other very famous Disney song? I don't really know a lot of the Disney songs. I know the Aladdin songs, right? I can't think. But the problem is I bet there's going to be some singing. Now, I don't really want to hear Yoda sing. Okay, I don't think I want to hear, and here's the problem too. I mean, Han Solo was a fox, right? An absolute fox. And now he's like, what, 70 years old? Well, he's sexy and all that, but what is Harrison Ford now doing? He's kind of doing the whole Ender's Game. Oh my gosh, my kid made me go see Ender's Game. Oh my God. What we do for our kids, right? Episiotomies, breastfeeding, and then going to see Ender's Game. You know what? It wasn't that bad. I mean, there's a lot of other crap on, but here were my choices of movies last weekend. Bad Grandpa or Ender's Game. Yeah, I know. Well, this weekend we're going to try to see Thor, but ladies, we could get through Thor. That's fine. Ender's Game, we're like, you know what? It's okay. Harrison Ford's in the movie. Harrison Ford's in the movie. No, it was really Harrison Ford was not. Yeah, yeah. So a lot of problems there. But you know what? It made the movie. That's fine. So anyway, Disney purchased Star Wars producer Lucasfilm for $4 billion in 2012. Yeah, you know, chump change in 2012 and promised at least 3 more films in the series. Oh, you know what? Under the Sea. That's a good song from The Little Mermaid. I really dug the little lobster, or was it a crab? Under the Sea. So I'm sure they could do something like Under, I don't know. I don't know what they would do with Star Wars, but they should come up with a good soundtrack. Do you think they're going to make it animated, or do you think they're just going to kind of make it like, you know, I bet they animate things so much now. I mean, Avatar. I mean, were they really dressed up in blue, really? Okay, so anyway, it is going to come out, for those of you already wanting to stand in line, December 18th, 2015. The original cast members, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford, have been in talks to appear in the forthcoming film, and they have promised to make them handicap accessible. No. Last month, let me see, who else is going to be there? I don't know if George Lucas gets to give his 6 cents in. I don't know. His 2 cents. That would be nice. Okay, testosterone raising heart risk. Okay, a lot of you guys are on testosterone. We talked about this early in the week. I dig it. I mean, if you're low in testosterone, I think it's phenomenal for you to be on replacement. But they are finding that when they looked at a study of 8,700 men, all right, with underlying, they didn't see that testosterone started the heart disease, but they found that people who are on testosterone therapy appear to have worsened sleep apnea, more risk of heart disease, heart attacks, and they think that maybe the testosterone affects your platelets. And platelets cause arteriosclerosis and coronary plaque. Now, that shouldn't be really new news, because estrogen and women could increase your thrombolytic events. So why not testosterone? They're all steroids, people. Okay? But that doesn't mean to panic and start going off your testosterone. Maybe the reason why, when they looked at all these people and found many of them were at risk for heart disease, maybe a lot of people that have diabetes start losing their testosterone. Maybe a lot of people with heart disease and other sorts of medical problems will just coincidentally have low testosterone. Hence, we find they have low testosterone. We start supplementing their testosterone. And then, boom, we find, oh, wow, people on testosterone could have heart disease. You know, when my father, before he was diagnosed with diabetes, he was diagnosed to have low testosterone. So they started giving him testosterone shots. Then we found out, oh, he was diabetic, you know, but he never went to the doctor. You know, he's, yeah, that's how it was. I'm not going to cry. Now, when it comes to, shall we say, like testosterone, many of you say, well, Dahlia, you lose testosterone just like women lose estrogen. So we're all going to need testosterone later when we're older. Not really. Many healthy men have normal testosterone. It's true. You may have less. You do start to lose your testosterone, but that doesn't necessarily mean you are going to be in a complete dearth of that. Now, how I look at things is don't take extra if you don't need it. Okay, so if you're like going, well, you know, Viagra's costing a lot of money, I could get a testosterone shot once a month. Why don't I do that? So then I could have better erections and sex is more fun. You may want to get evaluated first. But for those of you that really have true low testosterone, or you do have lean muscle mass, you have low libido, low energy, and your testosterone is low normal, so then they decide, then, you know, you get up to about 100 or 200 points with your supplementation, that could really help you. If it's going to help you exercise, if it's going to help you kind of get out there and eat healthy, that could actually protect you from heart disease. But if you do have a heart condition, don't go on testosterone unless somebody could just check your heart. Same thing with Viagra. If you're over 50 and you find the need for Viagra, and which to me connotes that you're having some issues with blood flow to the penis, then you're probably having issues with blood flow to other body parts, i.e. heart. So erectile dysfunction could be a sign of coronary artery disease. Get your hearts checked. Another thing we need to do while we're below the waist is looking at colon cancer screening. I guess only 1 in 3 people are actually getting screened for colon cancer. I don't know why you guys are so afraid of that. It's really not that big a deal, okay? They say 23 million people aged 50 to 75 have not been screened by colonoscopy or less invasive test options. This puts them at risk for preventable colon cancer. How many times do I have to tell you that I went through my colonoscopy? Twice. It was a piece of cake. It was a piece of cake, people. I'm not walking funny. All right? I'm not pooing blood. It was a very easy test. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer among men and women in the U.S. What's number one? Lung cancer. Even among men and women who don't smoke. So lung cancer is the number one killer in terms of cancer. Colon cancer is the second leading cancer. So just come on, people. Quit being wussies. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you on Monday. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, but most of all, be safe. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.